Okay, today's daf is Erev in daf Ayin, and we are talking about the concept of Bittul Rishus. Today we're going to get into the issue of the mechanism of Yerusha. This is really a topic from the 8th parak of Maseches Bava Basra, but it comes up right here in Erevin a little bit, so that's what we're going to touch on, Erevin daf Ayin. So the Gemara asks on the bottom of Ayin Amad Aleph, the last line, Bo'imine Rava Me'erav Nachman, Yoresh Ma'u Shivatel Rishus. Can a Yoresh be Mevatel Rishus? So we know Bittul Rishus could even be done on Shabbos, right? Schiris Rishus has to be done by a guy possibly before Shabbos. Maybe on Shabbos, that was the Gemara's question before. Erev has to be done before Shabbos. Bittul could be done on Shabbos. But what about a Yoresh? What's the issue? Rashi, Sheshachach Aviv Velo Erev. The father did not take part in the Erev before Shabbos, and then the father died on Shabbos. Velo Bittul Rishus, and he was not Mevatel as Rishus before he died. So can the Yoresh be Mevatel as Rishus? What's the issue? Maoshi Yevatel Rishus. And Tosas also points out, Bishalo Erev Ha'av Mairi. It's talking about where the father did not make an Erev. If the father made an Erev, then it could continue. Dim Erev Hatani Lekaman. Echad Bnei Chatz HaShemes V'niach Rishus Alechem Anashuk Bishach HaShecha Ina Oser. So that's fine. The Iri, and also Tosas points out, Kagon Shebaha Yorish Ladur Sham Bishabbos. Dim Lokein Lo Boy Betel. If the father dies and there's nobody that lives there, so then there's nobody that's Oser. So it must be that the father died on Shabbos and the son came to live there, and that is the question. Can he be Mevatel? So says the Gemara, Hecha di boy la aruve me esmol, matzi ma'arev. If the father died already yesterday, and he could have been Mevatel yesterday, so then bituli nami matzi Mevatel. Right, Rashi, Diboy la Ruve Klomer, Aviv Shaya Esmol Ra'u Larev Hayachal Levatel, that he could have been Mevatel also. So, Diboy la Ruve Esmol Mesmerivo, Tinami Mevatel. Aval Hai, that's what you usually say. Aval Hai, Kivan Diboy la Aruve, but not Dafka that he died beforehand, but if, in a regular case, if he could have been Ma'ariv yesterday, so he could have been Mevatel today. Aval Hai, Kivan Diboy la Ruve Esmol, Lo Motzi Ma'ariv, but if this Yorish couldn't be Ma'ariv yesterday because he didn't own it, so maybe Lo Motzi Mevatel. Maybe Bittul goes by possibility of Erev yesterday. Odilma, or not, or maybe no, Yorish Kare Da Avuahu. Or Yorish is Kare Da Avuah. Yorish is the leg of this, the thigh of his father, and therefore he could act in his father's stead. And just like his father, if his father was alive, could have been Mevatel now, so do he give him Mevatel? So the Gemara quotes, Machlokes, Amar Le, Ani Omer Mevatel, Vahani Devei Shmuel Tani, Ein Mevatel. We pass him Mevatel, but that's a Machlokes, the Gemara continues. Fine. Very strong Lashon, and graphic Lashon, of Yoresh Kara Da Avuha, right, that's used in other contexts as well, by Evid Ivri, and by Steahuza in other contexts, but maybe we'll touch on that. But that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara later on tries to bring a proof to this from the case on the bottom of the Amud. Ger Shruyin Bimugura Achas Vameis Ger Mibod Yom Yisrael Vager. Shruyin Bimugura Achas, if a Ger and a Yisrael live together and then the Ger dies. So the Gemara tries to relate this to the case of Yerusha. Tosfos and the Ritva both point out that it's interesting that we're talking about Yerusha, and then the Gemara tries to bring a raya from a ger, and somebody being machzik benichsi, a ger dies, he has no relatives, so somebody takes his property, so is that Yerusha? So technically, no. So Tosfos and the Ritva point out that it doesn't really mean Yerusha, it means just standing in place of. Kosava Rava Tosfos says, Demikoach ha-ger chashiv kemo yorish, to have kara davua. A yorish is kara davua. A ger is not kara, a person is not kara de ger, but it just uses that lashon, and you have to say that it's related in that way, or else, like, what's the raya? Or the Ritva's lashon here, in our Gemara is, lav davka, mishum to have a yorish mamish, to chashvidan le bechol duchta kara davua. Right, the question isn't that you use mamish in this case. He takes the place of his father in terms of that. So you see, it's talking about a ger, not relative, a non-relative. Ella kol sha'amad bershuso v'zacha bebeso v'yamrina shu kiyoresh v'kam becharike, and he's standing in his stead. And it goes in the Ritva continues. So the Rishonim already note the usage of Yoresh when it comes to this context is not so smooth, because the Gemara tries to bring in a case of Ger, which is not actual Yerusha. What exactly does this mean then? What does this Lashon mean? That the Gemara, is it significant that the Gemara uses the language of Yerusha even though it doesn't mean Yerusha? What does that tell us about Yerusha? does that tell us anything about Yerusha? So let's analyze this, because maybe this could relate to a very large topic in the sugya of Yerusha. There is, again, many nafkaminas to this, but we'll just mention a few. The Rambam in Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches counts the mitzvah of Yerusha, right? How do you remember which mitzvah it is? It's the last one. The last mitzvah, as I say, mitzvah 248. The Rambam counts, right, the last mitzvah that a person does is Yerusha. Mitzvah, Reish Mem Ches, Hi HaTorah, Shehorunu B'dinei Nachlos. V'amro Yisaleh, Ishki Amusu, V'enein Lo. U'mechal Din Zeh, B'lo Safek, Hayosa B'char, Yoresh Pishnayim. Part of this mitzvah is the B'char getting a double portion. Shezeh Mishpat, Mi Mishpadei HaYoresh, and that's a detail in Dinei Yerusha, and that's part of this mitzvah. The Rambam is obviously precluding a havamina that you'd count it as two separate mitzvos. But the Rambam counts it as one. The Ramban counts it as two. If you look on the Ramban in the Losaseis, that the Rambam says, Shachach Me'an Arav, the Ramban says in Mitzvah Yud Beis, Shenimnanum Behanchilonu Habanim Meha'avir HaBachorim and Aben HaGadol El Yeser Achiv. We can't not give a double portion to the Bachar. He doesn't count it as a mitzvah zaseh, but as a Losaseh. Avon Nanchilo So Pishnayim Kimishbar HaBachor. We have to give him Pishnayim, Kemishbat HaBachorah, right? That's a separate lo saseh, lo yivaker. It's not just a shalila that you can't do it, but it is a something that is usur for you to do, right? It's a little tzarachian that he wasn't mosif and aseh, but that's the Rambam. What's the root of this machlokas? Is there a lumdus here, right? Whether the Rambam counts it all as dinei, Bechor are all part and parcel of Yerusha. It's all one big mitzvah. The Ramban counts it as a separate idea. One question. Number two, there are a number of assets that are subject to Yerusha that are not subject to Kinyanim. For example, the Yad Ramah writes in Baba Basra Kuf Mem Beis, Dover Shelo Bala Olam, or Dover Sheino Birshuso. Dover Shelo Bala Olam. Let's say a person is going to Yarshin the fruit of a tree, or other babies of animals that weren't even pregnant yet. So all of those are going to go to the Yoresh, even though that's not subject to Kinyanim. Not subject to Kinyanim. What does that tell me? The fact that Yerusha could work for assets that are not even subject to Kinyanim. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat discusses this. He talks about Yerusha's Hachov. Yerusha's Hachov. Though a Chov is not transferable, which without Mamich Lashtam, which is a Kenyan Drabanan, the Choshen Mishpat in Reish Ayin Ches Gimel says you could Yarshin a Chov. I'll read you the Lashon. This is in Hilchas Nachlos. Ein a Bechar no Telpishnayim b'nechasim ha'ru'uyim lavo la'achamisa saviv. Right, a Bechar does not get a double portion in what is Ra'ui, stuff that the father was supposed to get. Ela b'nechasim ha'mukhzakim la'aviv, shebo l'reshusa, only what the father has when the father dies. Shenemra b'chol ha'shi yimatzei lo. Ketzad, what does that mean? Echad mi morishe aviv shemeis la'achar misas aviv. If someone dies after the father dies, habachar v'apashet yarshim ke'echad, they get equal. V'chenem haisa la'aviv milve yarshim oso ke'echad. If the father's owed money, then they both get it. But what do you see from there? That the father and the yarshim get chovos. The yarshim get milves, even though you can't transfer a milve, right? Osios, right? Nikros bebesira, that's so, yeah, but again, without my mishlashtan. So, what does that tell us about Yerusha? The Ksos brings up another case. The Ksos discusses in Simon Reish Zion, Ostes, the following interesting case. Reish Zion, Ostes, the Ksos quotes from the Rivash, Roy Lesapek Beneder Ushvua Vamesa Makabel. Right, what about the case of Neder Ushvua? Somebody says, I'm going to make a Shvua to you, and then the person dies. Does he have to make a Shvua to the son? Is that included? Okay, so you might say, always, by Nedarim, you could always go by Ho'olechacha Lashem Bnei Adam. That's always a wild card that you could say Nedarim are different. But here he says, V'roi l'sabik, v'nedar u'shvua, mesa makabel, imsorach l'itein l'banav, minei ma'akiva, d'shvua eino osekinyin, imkein eino chiyiv, elolo makabel, gufei, v'lo l'banav. O, shemukhiyiv l'kayim, shvua sovel, l'itein l'banav. Right, that's the question. That's the question. Somebody swears, do the children have to fulfill it? Do you have to swear? Right? That's if Nishma l'aseis l'Ruvain. Somebody swears to give something to Ruvain, and Ruvain dies, does he have to give it to the Yarshim? So the stipler in Baal Basra, in Simon Lamadalad, wonders, a Shvu isn't a Kinyan. Why should he have to give it? I swear I'm going to give it to Ruvain. So why should I have to give it to Shimon? Right? It's not Reuven, it's his children. Okay. One final question, and again, all this relates to the one chakira that we'll mention in a second. The Gemara in the end of Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Aleph, discusses Rishus Yoresh, the beginning of the last parak, Rishus Yoresh ki Rishus Lokeach or not. It talks about a case of stolen items, the person dies. So the Gemara there has the sugya of Rishus Yoresh ki Rishus Lokeach or Lav ki Rishus Lokeach. So what is that issue? Whether it's ki Rishus Lokeach, whether you treat the Yoresh like a buyer, somebody who bought something or not. What's the other side? So the chakira that many of the achronim bring up is how exactly does Yerusha work? When somebody yarshins, when Reuben yarshins to his children, is it parallel to a kinyan? Is there a ha'avaras bailus? The stuff goes from Reuben to Reuben's children. There's a morish, there's a yoresh, not just in what we call them. There's obviously a morish and a yoresh, but even in terms of conceptual, the bailus changes. The assets move conceptually from A to B. Is that how it works? And then it's parallel to kinyanim, like kinyanim work. Or do we say, no, Yerusha is something very different. It's, to take the Gemara's words literally, brak kara davua, or kam tachtav. The assets don't move. It's just that the son, or the yoresh, might step into the shoes and become, so to speak, the morish. Again, you might be mechalik between different types of Yerusha. There's Yerusha of the ben, there's Yerusha of the brother, which is a big sugya. There's other Yerusha. Again, as you expand out, then it's a little harder to say this approach. But again, the Yorish is kam tachtav and goes into the shoes of the Morish. You might say it as, is it a din in the property or a din in the Gavra? Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shir and Beis Yud Beis, he suggests that the first one, right, the son to the father. We just find it. The son to the father is the second view, and all the others are not. The Muvuar, says Rabbi Chanan, Tishtei dinim b'Yerushas haben. Number one, Shahu zoche b'nichsei aviv kishar hayorshim, shezochen b'nichsei morishehen. He gets Yerush like other yorshim. And number two, Shaben kamtachtav, kamtachas aviv av kishenu yorish b'menu. The ben is kamtachtav, even if he's not yorshim. V'adin azelo matzino rak b'ben, below Bishar Yarshim. And that's only with a ben and not in Shar Yarshim. That's what the Rabbi Chana suggests. There's a Kli Chemda in Bamidbar, page 224, that talks about why, even if it's Meduyik, if you look at Barshas Pinchas, by Yerusha, the first step in Yerusha is the son. But it doesn't say that, Beferish. It says, if a father dies and there is no son, then it goes to the daughter. And then it continues, we have all the other, the whole list, the line of Yerusha. Why isn't it explicit in the Torah? At the first step, is son, and then daughter, and then all the others. So suggest the Klei Chemda, because that's Kam Tachtav. He becomes the nefesh of the Av, so to speak. Right? He steps into the shoes mamish. And therefore, it doesn't even say Beferish, because there's no Ahavar. There's no Bailus Chadasha. Right? This could be, now going back to some of the questions, this could be the issue of Rishus Yoresh Rishus Lokeach. Rishus Lokeach means you're a separate entity, you're a buyer, and in that way, you know, that's how it's looked at, right? Mashenkin, if you say Lav Kirushus Lokeach, it's something deeper. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Shin Samach Aleph, all the way at the end of Choshe Mishpat in Hilchas Gzela, Shin Samach Aleph, Sif Zayin, Mesh Vahorish Hagzela Labanav. If someone dies, so the Gzela goes to the Goslin dies, and he yarshins to his son, Lo Have Shini Rishus. That's not called a Shini Rishus, right? We usually know Yeish and Shini Rishus. You don't have to return anymore. So what if the father dies? That's not called a Shini Rishus. That's not a different area. Ela havikilu aviyam kayam. It's as if the father died. It's as if the father is alive, and you have to return it. Shimhu ba'en v'lo nishtanis strichem lachzira. If it's there and it didn't change, there was no shinu, you have to return it. Afilu nisyashu amaylam. Even if the Bailam had Yeish, we don't call this Yeish and Shini Rishus. No, Rishus Yorish, lav k'rishus lokeach. Vim nishtanis v'hikayemes nosim dameh, if it's changed, that's shinui. What says the mi'sma, it's not called the shinui rishus, why? Debra kara davua have, v'lo mechshev kalokeach. Debra is kara davua, it's not called the lokeach, and therefore there's no shinui rishus. That's the sma. If you look interestingly at the Chachma Shlomo, of Shlomo Kluger, on the bottom of the page here, he says, didafka chelek pashut, lo havi birishus lokeach. He says only the chelik pashut. That's going to be lav kirushus lokeach. A person steps, the son steps into the shoes of his father when for the chelik pashut, for each chelik. Av a chelik bechora But what about the chiluk, the pishnayim of the bechor? That's for sure. The Gemara calls that the matana kar yerachmana. The Gemara calls that a matana. Right? The Torah says lase slo pishnayim. So avi rishus yoresh kirushus lokeach. That's a gift, and that's for sure. Yoresh kirushus lokeach. Favishini rishus vidok. So he's mechalek between the rishus, the chiluk of the pashut, and the chiluk of the bechor. But again, that issue could be tali on how do you look at Yerusha. Right? Throughout the parak of Yesh Nochlin, there are different formulations. Right? The Rambam has a lashon in the beginning of Pirush Mishnayos there. Ki'ilu zeha zoche b'Yerusha hu oso sheniftar. Ki'ilu, that zoche is ki'ilu the one that was niftar. Right? That's why, if we go back to all the other issues, why Yerusha could work even if some other items are not subject to kinyanim. Davar shel bala olam and Davar Sheni Bershuso, because it's not working as a havara of the assets. It's just that the Yorish steps into the shoes of the Morish and in that way accepts responsibility and bailos on the items. The Mitzvah Samelech, Rabbi Sement, in the Sefer says maybe this could even explain the Machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban. Remember whether you count Yerusha as one or two. The Rambam has it as one big mitzvah. One big mitzvah of Yerusha. And the Ramban says no, you count Bechor separately. So why would you count Bechor separately, the Pishnayim? So again, if you say conceptually they work in a similar fashion, so then you would count it all as one. Right? All of Sefer HaMitzvahs is conceptual categories. But not so much Lamaisa differences. So if you say it works conceptually similar, then you count it as one. So what do we just say? Remember from Shlomo Kluger, the Chelek HaBechor, the double portion, for sure, is a Havara. It's not a Kam Tachtav. It's a Havara. So if you say that even the Chelek HaPashit works through a Havara, then you count it as one. Maybe that's the Rambam. Maybe the Ramban counts it as two, because he thinks it's two separate types of mechanisms. That if you cut by the Chelek HaBechora, that the Torah calls it Matana, Vase Slo Pishtayim, and therefore that's a Havara. That's a separate one. But the Chelek HaPashit, the each simple portion that, the single portion that everyone gets, all the children get, so that is going to be kam tachtov, stepping into the shoes of the Morish, and that's why it would be counted separately. There is one other connected issue that we might relate to, and then we'll get back to our Gemara, and that is, who is the mitzvah on? Who has the mitzvah of Yerusha? Right, the Rambam's Lashon, and I say Rish Memcha, sounds like it's upon Bezdin. Right, that's what it sounds like. If you look back in that mitzvah saseh, remember the last mitzvah saseh, Bedine horunu, bedine nachlus. We are taught about the din of nachla. Right? It doesn't say specifically anything more than that. I'm best in to judge dine nachlus. Also the koteret of sefer nachlus, seder nachlus. It's not focused on anybody doing anything. But if you look in the sefer achinach, at the end of mitzvah, 400. Mitzvah taf. That's the mitzvah of Yerusha in Parshas Pinchas. Says the sefer achinach, towards the end of the mitzvah, v'noheges b'chol malkum b'chol zman b'zochar m'menekevus v'ha'over alzeh v'tziva bein bari bein shchimera. If somebody commands before they die to not do Yerusha, shelo yirashenu haroi liyarsho bitel aseizeh, he was mevatel this mitzvah zaseh. So you see, he says that it's a personal mitzvah on each person. He was mevatel the mitzvah v'ushetziva kein v'lashen Yerusha k'mo sh'amarnu. As long as he says, if he says, give all my stuff away the second before I die, fine. That's not Yerusha. But if he says, so-and-so should get Yerusha, and the person is not royally Yerusha, so then he's being mevatel mitzvah. V'yavah b'shem b'dvar ha-mamish, k'mo sh'kasadu l'mayla, even though what he says is meaningless. What he says is meaningless because he cannot undo Yerusha. That's a masna, masha kasuf, batara. So again, this is another. So again, it might be tali, if it's tali on a person, or tali on Bezdin. Right? So if it's tali on a person, so then it's his mitzvah to make something happen, to do something, maybe to transfer the bialos. But if it's based on Bezdin, the seder, so then maybe it happens more automatically. Again, you might say the opposite, but that's an idea. Maybe, getting back to our Gemara, the fact that the word Yorish is used by someone who's not really Kam Tachtov, what a Machzik Benichsi Ager, is not Kam Tachtov of the Ger. He's not stepping into the Ger's shoes. They're totally strangers. They're not relatives. He's taking the stuff of the Ger. So maybe the fact that the word the Yerush is used here points to approach number one. points to more of a ha'avara, at least you get the impression from this Gemara, it's more of a ha'avara, and that's how you could use Yerusha in a more expanded way. If it's just used for a son and a father, you know, so then, or even just specifically Yerusha or relatives, so then you might limit it and say the more, the fancier way of looking at Yerusha, so to speak, and that is kam tachtav. Just if you look at the mitzvah of Yerusha, the Chinuch discusses on a Kabbalistic, magical level, the whole idea of Yerusha is about the neshamis being mekushar to each other. Hakel baruch hu laratz lahotzi nichsei ha'adam yirshuso el lasos beim kol chefso b'shul yorsho kol o nishmaso bo. And zechus hayoresh hakshura benichsei morisho ubistalei korach hamorish benachasim nofelas aleim zechus hayoresh. It sounds like the approach of kamtachtav, and his neshama is going into the place of his morish, of the father. Okay, either way, this is a big sugya in Yesh Nochlin. We touched on it from the fact that the Gemara here in Erev and Daf Ayin used the term kam taktav, used the term brakara davua and yoresh in a more expanded way, and Tosas and the Ritva already picked up on that. Okay, we'll stop here.